They do like to hoard all their wealth, don't they? Just like you, Bibi. Only spending on yourself and never anything nice for me.
Bryce removed her foot.
Do I not buy you strawberry shisha every other week?
Lahaba crossed her arms.
That's barely a gift.
Says the sprite who hotboxes herself in that little glass dome and burns it all night and tells me not to bother her until she's done.
She leaned back in her chair, smug as a cat, and Hunt nearly grinned again at the spark in her eyes. Bryce grabbed his phone from the table and snapped a photo of him before he could object, then one of Lahaba, and another of Syrinx. If Rune noticed she didn't bother with a photo of him, he said nothing, though Hunt could have sworn the shadows in the room deepened.
All I want, Bibi, is a little appreciation.
God spare me.
Even Rune smiled at that. The prince's phone rang, and he picked up before Hunt could see who it was.
Flynn.
You're needed at the barracks. Some bullshit fight broke out about somebody's girlfriend sleeping with someone else, and I honestly don't give two fucks about it, but they bloodied each other up pretty damn good.
I'll be there in 15.
Rune hung up.
You really have to moderate petty fights like that?
Rune ran a hand down the hilt of the star sword.
Why not?
You're a prince.
I don't understand why you make that sound like an insult.
Why not do bigger shit?
Because his daddy is scared of him.
Rune shot her a warning look.
He outranks me power-wise and title-wise.
And yet, he made sure to get you under his thumb as early as possible, as if you were some sort of animal to be tamed.
Despite her mild tone, Rune tensed.
It was going well until you came along.
Hunt braced himself for the brewing storm.
He was alive the last time a starborn prince appeared, you know. You ever asked what happened to him? Why he died before he made the drop?
Don't be stupid. That was an accident during his ordeal.
Hunt kept his face neutral, but Bryce just leaned back in her chair.
If you say so.
You still believe this shit you tried to sell me as a kid?
She crossed her arms.
I wanted your eyes open to what he really is before it was too late for you, too.
Rune blinked, but straightened, shaking his head as he rose from the table.
Trust me, Bryce. I've known for a while what he is. I had to fucking live with him.
Rune nodded toward the messy table.
If I hear anything new about the horn or this synthetic healing magic, I'll let you know.
He met Hunt's stare.
Be careful.
Hunt gave him a half smile that told the prince he knew exactly what that be careful was about, and didn't give a shit.